The strength of the sheep and cattle markets is opening the door for producers to turn to online. Auctions Plus has had more than 50,000 people visit its online marketplace in March. I caught up with Chief Executive Anna Speer and started by asking her about the continual growth.
March has been phenomenally large. We've seen significant growth in both cattle and sheep numbers, but we've actually hit our record ever for the most number of cattle through the platform since Auctions Plus's inception, and we've hit 47,038 head of cattle, and the highest number we've ever had previous to that was 39,000 head, so significant increase in numbers.
Can you talk us through what's driven March, I guess, but also the continual growth that you've had to start 2017?
The areas that have driven the growth in Auctions Plus in 2017, I think there's a few. Obviously, we've got a really strong cattle market. We've also seen a strong sheep market, and I think that we're actually going to see the same trends that we saw in 2016 happen in sheep that we've seen in cattle. The other growth areas that we've seen for us, we're getting about 70 new registrations onto the platform each week. I think there has been an increase in people using online marketplaces, and potentially this is due to increased accessibility, but I think, you know, the weather has been favourable towards us across all states and also the strong market prices.
With 70 new registrations a week, what do you think's driving that? Has there been an increased awareness and advertising campaign from Auctions Plus, or is it more acceptable now, do you think, for producers thinking, oh, online's a bit easier?
Look, I think Australian primary producers and agents inherently traditional. So I think we do a lot of peering over the back fence. I'd love to think that a marketing campaign would promote more people to use the platform, but I do believe that our traditional relationships in our industry, there's a lot of looking over the back fence and people need to see to believe. So I think that the last 2 years that the platform's really proven itself with prices, with accessibility, with integrity, making sure that what people purchase, they actually get what they've purchased, that, you know, that we get rid of any of the rogues using the system, has increased people's trust and ability to use the platform. But I think that's probably the main reasons that we've grown over the past 24 months.
The plans for growth this year, is it down the same path, or are you looking to further expand?
Look, I think we're actually at the tipping point. I think, you know, our average number of monthly website users last year sat around 38,000. For the month of March, we're sitting above 51,000 unique people coming to our website every month. That's a lot of people coming to look at the platform, whether it's to buy or sell or to simply use this as a pricing indicator. I believe that growth is going to keep going and that trajectory is just going to continue to incline.
Auctions Plus Chief Executive Anna Speer speaking on the rapid uptake of online livestock auctions. Certainly sounds like it's a very exciting time. I'd love to hear your experience with buying or selling sheep or cattle online. You can send me an email. The address is ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au, and you can send me an email on anything you're up to over the Easter break if you think I'd like to hear about it. The address again, ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. The National Rural News will return on Tuesday after Easter. Have a safe and happy Easter. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.